One of the few memories I have of my great-grandpa is going to see him at the senior center. Now, I loved going to see him because every time we would go, he would give me a peppermint. It would be the same thing every time. We would stand in his doorway, he would get up off his bed, he would come up to us, greet us, go to the dresser drawer, pull out a peppermint, and he would give me one, and he would sit back down. Now, I remember this one time where we went to see him, we stood in the doorway, he got up off his bed, he greeted us, and then to my horror, he went and sat back down. And I was thinking, the peppermint, this is why I came, the peppermint. So I thought, well, I know where they are. So I went over to his dresser drawer and I started going through all his stuff. And as I was doing that, my dad pulled me away. My great grandpa saw and laughed. He got up off his bed. He went to the dresser drawer. He reached in, got me a peppermint, and he gave me one. Now, the question I ask myself is this: was I free to receive the peppermint when I was grasping at it? Not really. See, this is the point. When we think we're owed or deserve a gift, we're not really free to receive it all because our hands are closed because we're grasping at it. And we do this with God. So often we think, God, you must bless me, or I deserve to be blessed, or I've done this, this, and this, and now you should bless me. And when our attitude is this, we're really grasping at peppermints. Now, Mary is a great example of empty hands. An angel shows up and says she's going to be the mother of a king. She could have made a bargain. She could have grasped with the angel. Okay, but I want a palace. I want a servants. I want a nice castle to live with my Prince Joseph and a nice retirement plan. She could have grasped, but she opened her heart and said, let it be done to me according to thy word. When we grasp, we lose the gift and rob the giver of the joy of giving. When we come with empty hands, as Mary did before God, we say we trust and we receive more than we could have asked for. Mary is a great example of this. I doubt she's in heaven thinking, what a rip. Why did I trust God? Her decision of trust brought forth the Savior of the world. And now, as Scripture tells us, all generations call her blessed. You see, we can never lose with God when we come before Him with empty hands.